Amen. Amen. We are seeing the manifestation, and it's not just the manifestation of the Father, but the Lord told me something really awesome. It's really the manifestation of Mark 4. And so today I want to talk to you about you're truly converted when in Alpha and Omega Fellowship at the Post. We've actually been converted, and it's funny, we hadn't really realized it. I didn't realize it until the Lord revealed it to me. But I've been sensing in my personal fellowship, I've been sensing being able to go right to the Father. I've been so saturated with the word of the Lord, Jesus pouring out this rhema to us and teaching. I've been so saturated that my conversation really, when I'm coming to the post and I'm just getting before the Lord, it's going directly to the Father. And I thought it was kind of strange that it was just doing that. And this happened to me before when I was teaching on the series of Alpha and Omega Fellowship. Obviously didn't teach it this deep because we didn't have the revelation about it becoming authentic faith. But in lieu of the time spent with the Lord in the Rhema, my post experience are going directly to the Father because I'm already saturated in the word of the Son. And the Lord began to reveal to me that this is what true conversion is, to be truly converted. And so I'm going to just talk to you about that today and get some more clarity. I'm going to tighten you up at your post experiences so you can also begin to see greater levels of manifestation, consistent levels of manifestation. And there's nothing, and I mean nothing, that's going to stop it. So more clarity to when Omega is at the post is where we're going to start. We're going to start in the book of John, verse chapter 16, and pick up at verse 21 and read through 23. It says here, a woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And you now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. We've read this particular text a few times in a few different messages, but we're going to go even deeper today. The word travail, it means to bring forth, it means to bear or produce fruit from the seed. All right? To produce fruit from the seed. Remember that. And in the note, it says, although we haven't seen manifestation, always seen manifestation, we as a woman giving birth have been pushing. Now that his temperament is on us or propitiation is settled in us, we have brought forth fruit in our hearing. We were in travail for a while, guys, and this is the facts, it's the truth. But the thing of it is, while we were in travail, what was happening is we were giving birth in the place of hearing. Hearing was, we were coming into a birthplace to where our hearing has been consistent. And this is a wonderful thing. It's been on a lot of you older TGMers for a while. And because you've given birth in the place of hearing, it gives you a greater access to the Father at the post because you've given birth. So if you feel travail, and I'm going to just kind of just really break it down. If you feel travail in the word, if you feel like there's a dry spell or a dry season over you, if you feel like that you don't know where to go in the word, if you lost your footing in the word, you got to get back in the now rhema, because what happens there is when rhema becomes the place of temperament, his temperament or propitiation, you've actually given birth. When that travail or that pain of not being able to hear is lifted up off of you, and now you're back into a position of hearing, you've actually given birth. You've actually given birth to the word, and you've pushed the fruit from out of the seed in the place of hearing. So now we have brought forth fruit in our hearing. And so it's very important for us to understand that when there is no travailing in the word, your fellowship has already been established with Omega or the Father. So now you move to the next level of fellowship because there's no travail. The word is smooth. It's got a calmness to it. It's got peace all around it. There's no questions. We call it being on the right page and the right verse. and you're in the right place in the word. So you've essentially given birth. And oftentimes, TGM, we've already given birth, but we're going back and it's like we're trying to push, but we've already birthed. So you don't have to push when you've given birth. You have automatic rights and you're automatically been positioned to fellowship with Omega, the Father, the one that brings the results. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
I don't want you to continue to go to the post and you've already given birth to this rhema. In this rhema you are saturated in, don't go there looking for another place of birthing out. That is the time, watch it, I'm going to show you here in the next verse. That is the time we shift our fellowship to the Father, all right? For when we've given birth in our hearing, we've given birth in our hearing, the Bible then says in verse 23, it says it like this. And in that day, you shall ask, listen what Jesus said. You shall ask me nothing. What day? The day that you've given birth, or the day that you have an awareness that you see me again. You shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name or in my temperament, which we know, he will give it you. Now, I looked up the word ask, and this is where it got really interesting. The word ask means to ascertain by inquiry. The word inquiry means investigation. It means exploration, examination, or probing. It's a lot more than just a question. These words suggest some type of intimacy or fellowship. You're exploring the Father now. Jesus said in that day, when you've given birth in your hearing, don't come investigating me. Don't come exploring me. Don't come to examine or probe me. He said, don't investigate me. Don't explore me. Don't examine me. He said, go investigate the Father. Go explore the Father. Go and examine the Father. You go and probe the Father. Don't come to me. You go right to the Father. Why? Because you've already given birth. You're not in a place of travail in my word. So don't come and investigate like you need a word, because you have the word. Explore the Father. Examine the Father. Probe the Father. This is now the time where it shifts in terms of our fellowship. This is where now Alpha has done his job. He's poured rhema in us. We're strong in the word. Praise God. Now we get to go and examine the Father. How? With the very word I've been hearing. Amen. Now I begin to go. I move to the Father. And now I get to talk to the Father. And I can ask anything in the temperament of my Lord. Hallelujah. While I'm examining the Father, he will give it to me. Now I can bring all of my needs, all of my all of the things that I want done in my life, all the things I might have questions about ministry. And I love how Blanche was saying she's always seeking wisdom and knowledge. Well, that's the Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and he will give it freely. Examine the Father there. Show me how to do this, Father. Show me how to do that. The Father's the one that's going to cause you to bear much fruit. He's the one now. So what I'm saying to you in essence is this. Here's your note. We no longer should be investigating or exploring with Alpha when we are full of this rhema. When there's no travailing, there's no push, you don't feel, you're already there. Jesus said we should be exploring and examining the Father, the God of works and results. It is him that we should be inquiring of. Our hearing has given birth. We intimately knew Jesus, and now it's time to have intimacy with the Father. Jesus said, if you have known me, you should have known the Father. Now our exploration, our examination, our intimacy is moving from one Alpha to the Omega. So now we're giving, now it's time to give birth in our seed, is what the Lord said. We should no longer be in travail in the place of manifestation either. Because now that we've given birth in our hearing, we should also now be giving birth in manifestation, in seeing. That's why it's time to move and explore the Father. This is true fellowship with the, this is real fellowship with the one true God. My Father and I are one. So therefore we fellowship just like this. It's time to give birth to our seeing, and it's time for manifestation at this time. That's what's being experienced, and I'm not going to allow this ministry or anybody that's attached to it to lose the momentum of seeing the kingdom of God manifest.
Hallelujah.
There's no way I'm going to stop now, and I'm not going to stop preaching and teaching this word so we can perfect this fellowship with the one true God. And not only hear and be blessed in our ears, but be blessed with what God is revealing and showing us in our lives. There's no way we're going to quit now. We're not losing momentum now. So as this takes place now, this is what the Lord revealed to me. He said, Tom, what's taking place is the manifestation of Mark 4 has come unto you all. And it really brought tears to my eyes. And I'm going to try to hold it together because we've been plowing in the revelation of Mark 4 for some years now. Well, the Spirit of God, I think for the first time, has told me that the manifestation of Mark 4 has truly come.
Amen.
It really has, people. In Mark 4, verses 11 and 12, it says this, and he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. Now listen to watch these two areas, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand. That's the fellowship with the Father and the Son. Lest at any time they should be converted. So I said, wait a minute. Seeing and hearing means we've been converted. If we hear and understand, and we see and we understand that that's the Father, we have come into true conversion. I hope you get that. Lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. Now watch what converted means, everyone. And Evangelist Benita, you started this. You started this fire this morning when I heard you say it. Converted means to turn to the worship, to turn to the worship of the true God. To turn to worship of the true, to return to the worship of the true God. I started thinking about that. That means God the Father and God the Son. It tells us here that we're in conversion when we're seeing and hearing. So we're under a place of conversion here because now our worship here, and this is what we didn't get in the old store, our worship unto the one true God has come, the Father and the Son. We are truly in fellowship and worship of the one true God. Therefore, he's letting us know you've been converted. Anybody that's at the post and experiencing fellowship with Alpha and then going into the place of Omega, the Son and the Father, you have been in a place of conversion. But let me tell you something, you can't lose here. This is what it's been all about. This is what God has been trying to do, to bring us into a place of worship with the Father and the Son. My goodness, how blessed are we right now? In the note, it says, coming into an authentic faith with Alpha and Omega, with the Father and the Son, has converted us. Our fellowship being with both of them has caused understanding in both our hearing and seeing. We've actually reached a place of true conversion. And I saw some scriptures in Mark 4 that I never saw like this before. I never saw this. I never saw it. I saw something very, very awesome in these scriptures. When you're converted, you're unstoppable. And now these scriptures are gonna show you something different here. Before, we would read the scriptures and see problems of what would stop us. But I'm seeing something different because of verse 12, letting me know that I've been converted already. So when I get into verse 13, these things cannot stop us. Watch this now. Mark 4:13 says this, and he said unto them, now remember, you by verse 12, you've been converted because you are a hearer and you are a seer. You're hearing the Son and you're seeing the Father. As you're in fellowship with the Father, you're starting to see even before manifestation comes. He's revealing that it's coming. Mark 4:13 says, And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. Listen, all this trouble here, all these problems, but not unto you and not unto me. And these are they likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness and have no root in themselves and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Verse 18, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Now, all these things we've equated as problems. We would even then match ourselves up with saying, yeah, I got cares, I got this, I got that, I got this, I got a lot going on. But the truth of the matter is the Lord told me something, TGM, and I really want to encourage you today that when while in fellowship with Alpha and Omega, that all the fellowship with Alpha in our hearing, my goodness, I'm so proud to say that the people on this line have never lost sight of where the rhema was. I don't care what came at you. I don't care, as you know, I don't care if Satan came to try to steal. He couldn't steal it from you. You have roots that run deep, praise God. The cares of this world, yeah, they've come, but they haven't stopped us. Hallelujah. The deceitfulness of riches, they're not persuading us any different. We're not going to be persuaded. We talked about it for a long time that we were never going to just rely on our beacon scores and all this, this, and that. We're not being persuaded by the deceitfulness of riches. We're still holding on to the word. The lust of other things are not overwhelming us, my God. Yes, they come in, but my goodness, but we're still holding on to the word. We have not lost it. The world, my goodness, Satan and our flesh have thrown their best at us, but we are still standing and coming into the fullness of the authentic faith in God. We've never stopped, praise God. These things that have come, they've tried, but because we have been converted, my goodness, they have not won or prevailed against any of us. That's what true conversion does. Hell can break out. Yes, high water can be. Yes, all that can go on. But are you still in the rhema word? Hallelujah. Are you still keeping the glimpse in this word? And the answer to your question is, yes, you are. If you're on this line, it's because you're keeping it. Yeah, things have been coming. They've been coming at us. But now God said, let me come back around again and give them a reminder about the Omega Fellowship. Because I want this ministry walking in results. I want their eyes to give birth as well as their ears have already given birth.
Hallelujah.
We have been converted in our hearing and our seeing. Our fellowship is with the one true God, the Father and the Son. We have become unstoppable, TGM, and I'm going to say that proudly. I don't care what kind of temptation you got going on, and I don't care what kind of hell has already tried to break out in your life. Your ear is still to the wall, and your eyes are tuning in to the Father. You're ready to see the results that he wants to bring into your life.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You've been converted. The cares, yes, they rise, but oh my God, how the rhema word causes them to fall again. We're not a ministry that's tossed to and fro. We're not moving in every wind of doctrine. We got our footing in this thing. We have been converted, praise God.
Thank you,
God. God wants you to be encouraged to the fact. Now, my goodness, you've given birth in your ears. Now I'm going to cause you to give birth in your eyes. You've known the Son, Jesus said. If you've known me, you should have known my Father also. Now our intimacy is coming in with Omega, and my goodness, we're about to give birth in our eyes. We're going to know that every time we fellowship with him, manifestation is coming. Because Jesus told us, he said, don't you ask anything of me at this time. You ask my Father, and whatsoever you ask of him, he will give it you. And you're about to give birth. I hear this, Blanche, you still haven't even seen anything yet. Oh, yeah, I know that sounds cliche, but God told me to tell you, you haven't seen anything yet. My goodness, it's just the beginning. You're going to have business in San Francisco. Mark this word, it's on the recording. You're going to have business in San Francisco not too long from now. The Lord says, ooh, Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. 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 We have been converted, TGM, in our hearing, and now it's happening through seeing. Our fellowship is truly with the one true God. We have become unstoppable. And let me tell you, when you become converted, let me tell you what takes place. And this is a wonderful thing. The next verse says, and these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it. They bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. John 15 and 8 says it like this here, because you've stepped into a place of conversion. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. This is how it's coming in now, through fellowship of the Father. We're about to bear this fruit, these manifestations. And I believe there's in one of the prayers, it talks about testimony on top of testimony that is coming. I believe I've heard Evangelist Benita saying it in her declarations. It's been coming out of her mouth. And my goodness, I refuse, as I said before, as your leader, as your apostle, as the visionary of where we're going in the spirit, I refuse to allow us to lose momentum in the seeing side of this kingdom. I refuse. I'm going to be a dog on a bone, and I'm not going to let go until every person in this ministry has touched the blessings that God has promised them for their lives. Amen. I'm not going to let go. I'm going to keep preaching and teaching this word until we have fully crossed over, because that's exactly what Jesus was doing, even in this scripture. And I'm going to show you in just a moment. Bearing fruit is an indication that our fellowship has reached the Father. Bearing fruit is an indication also of our conversion. We've plowed, TGM, and now Mark 4 is manifesting like never before. In Alpha and Omega Fellowship, your candle is on its candlestick. In Mark 4, verses 20 and 21, it says, and he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested. My God. Neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. My goodness. When your fellowship has met Omega, the Father, it means now, watch, the candle is to give light, to foreseeing. Now, in our hearing, the candle sometimes would be set under a bushel or a bed. But when seeing comes to broad, it means it's lit and it's held high. It's on a candlestick. No longer is manifestation being hid any longer from us, or the way to manifestation is no longer. No. We're seeing the full, true, the one true God. We're seeing him in totality. So when your fellowship has met Omega the Father, it means your eyes are seeing manifestation. Oftentimes, even before it takes place. Now that you're conversing with him, you're exploring him, you're probing him. Now things are moving differently, because now you've come into the truth, the totality of it. And you've come into the place of what God has been telling us is authentic faith. This means your candle is lit and staying lit. And it's on a candlestick. It's on its candlestick. This means your fellowship has come into balance with the Father and the Son. The word is staying exalted, and authentic faith is intact. And the Father is bringing results that can be seen in your life. Your candle is on a candlestick. If you lose fellowship with the Father again, your candle will be hidden. The dimness will go out. You won't see like you should. It's important to stay in fellowship with the Father. It's important that after Jesus has filled you with this rhema, that you now talk to the Father concerning it and concerning things that are in your life or not yet in your life. It's important to keep him in the loop, because it puts your candle on a candlestick. Full illumination. Amen. Full direction, the wisdom, the know-how, the understanding, the blessings are flowing. This is what he's talking about. Your candle being on a candlestick. And because you're converted, and I want you to know that you're touching a place of conversion. As I'm speaking right now, you're touching conversion. You're in it right now. Your candle is on a candlestick. Full illumination on how to finish things. Full illumination on how God wants to do things. You have his full view, his full opinion. You can see it. It's right before you. And in lieu of that, it creates a kingdom harvest. Kingdom harvest becomes yours. In Mark chapter 4, same chapter, verse 26 and verse 27. And he said, so is the kingdom of God. If a man should cast seed into the ground, and I love this, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. This is a picture of the kingdom. It's like a man casting seed into the ground, and he goes to bed and wakes up, and we've spent time with this one. He goes to bed and wakes up, and all of a sudden, he looks out his window, and he sees a harvest. The Bible says in the next verse, the earth acts by itself and it brings forth. And so now what's taken place in the consistent hearing is that we've come into the place of seeing, which is creating kingdom harvest. When fellowship is established with the one true God, it's his good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Ask the Father anything and he will give it to you. It says here, right here, it says in Luke 13 and 32, fear not, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Your Father's good pleasure. So now coming into right fellowship creates kingdom harvest. Kingdom harvest is flowing. It's your Father's good pleasure. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for leading us unto the Father yet again, because it's his good pleasure to give us the kingdom.
Yeah.
So now what's happening is that the kingdom now, because of right fellowship here, it's creating a harvest of supernatural things that are ready to happen in our lives. It's ready to bring what Evangelist said this morning, miracles on top of miracles. It's ready to produce. Don't leave the fellowship.
Yes.
For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And the kingdom, I'm going to read it again. And he said, so is the kingdom of God. It is as a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise. Now we have come into this place. Now the kingdom, because we've continued to hear and we've not stopped. He's talking this, taking us back to opening our eyes, creating the fellowship of the Father. Look out your window. And I'm telling you right now, you have a harvest ready for you. It is your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. In fact, here we see one more thing. I find it amazing. Storms can rage. And I'm about to close, everyone. Storms can rage, but don't look back and don't go back.
Oh.
Don't look back and don't listen. It's coming. Amen. Manifestation, it's coming. Storms can rage, and I find it amazing when I read this whole account just flipped up to another level for me in Mark 4. I find it amazing that after Jesus taught them the mystery of the kingdom, that he would tell them, let's go to the other side. This to me is indicative to a total change of life. It really spoke that, and we've got a sense of this because we've talked about going to the shores of the other side, and we've talked about even prophetically being there. And I truly believe we have been here because God said we would be trained on the shores of the other side. He would teach us here. And I believe he's doing a wonderful job of it right now.
Yeah.
This to me, in this whole account, Jesus teaches them the rules of the kingdom. He teaches them how kingdom would manifest. He first starts off in verse 12 by talking about hearing and seeing. Then he breaks down everything that goes on. He gives us parallels or parables about what the kingdom is like. It's all about kingdom manifestation, Mark 4. It's all about manifesting kingdom. He said, this is unto you, it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom. Then he wants to go on a trip in the same day. The storms, let the storms rage, let the winds blow. Just don't leave your fellowship. He was trying to prove something here, and it was powerful. Don't lose it with Alpha and Omega. You're going to make it. This is for you. You're going to make it. You're going to see his glory in and on your life. Watch this in Mark 4, 35 through 39. And I find it amazing. It points out in 35 and the same day. After all that teaching on kingdom and the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. He's trying to show them something here. That if you step into this mystery, if you catch this place of hearing and seeing, everything about your world is going to change. And when he had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him little ships. Mm-hmm. And there arose a great storm of wind. And the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. Now, when I read this again, I said, oh my gosh, the same exact day, the same day when you taught on this, you tested them in what you taught. And we all kind of know that, but I saw it really deep here. You tested them. Well, in giving birth to your hearing, you've been tested. I'm going to read this note again to you. I'm going to read it again to you. This to me is indicative to total change of life. Let the storms rage. Let the winds blow. Just don't leave your fellowship with Alpha and Omega. You're going to make it. You're going to see his glory in and on your life. Just because storms rage and winds blow in the midst of Alpha and Omega fellowship, that's the test. Mm-hmm. Are you going to remain? When Jesus got up, he told them, he said, oh, ye of little faith, I just preached kingdom to you. I just preached this thing. If I'm asleep, then you should be asleep. You shouldn't be worried. Jesus got up and my goodness, because he just taught this whole entire mystery on the kingdom, but they left the fellowship. They left the now word of what he had said. And my goodness, they were distraught by it. Jesus got up, and I'm here to tell you this. This is the point behind this. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. I looked at the word great, and it means greatest. He brought the greatest calm that could be brought. It means great things. Watch this. It means of God's preeminent blessings. If you stay in Alpha and Omega fellowship, you're going to have the greatest calm you've ever had in your life. Great things are going to happen for you. And it's coming out of God's preeminent blessings. Don't move because you see the storm raging. Don't you move from it because the winds are blowing. Don't you move, my goodness, you will see the Father. Stick with Alpha. My God, they should have stayed by his side. They should have stayed by his side. They should have stayed by his side. He said, we're going to the other side. They should have never left that truth. But they left Alpha. They left the Rhema. They left the word that said, we're going to the other side. They left it. But the Lord is saying to us today, if you stay with me, you will see the Father. You'll have the greatest calm. The word calm means tranquility. Tranquility means worry-free. Worry-free. You'll enter into a worry-free, the greatest, oh my gosh, the greatest dimension of being worry-free. You'll never have worries ever again. Why? Because God's preeminent blessings are being poured out over your life. Don't leave the fellowship. And this is my final note. Stay in Alpha and Omega fellowship. Stay in authentic faith. Your great calm is coming. It's here. Don't move. It's here. God's preeminent blessings will be every day. They'll be every day. They'll be over your life every day. Stay in the fellowship. Recognize where you are in the rhema word. Recognize your positioning. You've got to recognize, I'm not in travail. That means I'm in fellowship with the Father. The word is not a mystery in me. My ears have been hearing just fine. His temperament is draped over me. My God, propitiation is all in me. My fellowship is with the Father. My fellowship is right here with you. Now I'm in the place of giving birth to the results and the things that are all about my life. Now I'm here to get wisdom, to gain knowledge, and to gain understanding. I'm here for all kinds of results. Now I'm in the eternal realm of his love where he can pour out on me endowments of all kinds. I'm right where I belong. And that's why the greatest calm is here. It's even on this line right now. Tranquility, worry-free. It's here. You're in the presence of the Father. Jesus tried them in the word that he spoke. He knew there was a storm out there. He set that storm. He commanded that storm to be right where it was. To see if they would leave. Were you going to leave the Alpha Fellowship? No. So let hell break loose if it wants to. Let all kinds of trouble from stem to stern break out. Stay in Alpha and Omega Fellowship. Stay in the place of your authentic faith. And boy, your man, the greatest calm of your life is coming. It's coming. It's going to flow. The greatest calm of your life is about to flow. TGM, we are in position. And I am proud to say the cares of this life, all the deceitfulness of everything has come up and tried us. But my goodness, we have been dogs holding on to a bone. We haven't been willing to let go at all. And because of it, Jesus, because of it, manifestation is here. Conversion is all over your life. My goodness, look at how you continue to come back to the word. People that haven't been converted don't come back. People that are under conversion and have been converted, they always come back to the word. I'm not talking about to some religious moment at church one Sunday, a good cry. No, that's not us. We don't look for that one-time feeling. We come back to this word to get back in, back on track, to lift us up, to put us back in position. Man, we're converted. We're converted, tested and tried. My goodness, all kinds of hell broke loose. If Joshua's on the line, I think of you, Joshua, man, and your press, and God wants you to know specifically you've been converted, praise God. In spite of what has come and tried to derail you, you have been converted. That's why you're like, I believe you're like Jeremiah when he said, I'm not preaching your word no more. I'm finished. But he said, but the truth be told, it's like fire shut up in my bones. I can't help myself. You can't help it, Jay, because this thing is all up in your bones. It's all in you, man. It's a part of your DNA. Why? Because you've been converted. You've been changed. And nothing can derail you. Nothing can stop you. Ooh, glory be to God. everybody that's been under this rhema word in this ministry. You take heart today and you understand you've been converted. The cares of this life are going to rise, but I tell you, they're not going to take the in that story that Jesus told in that parable. Those people were derailed. The ones that got caught up, they left. Not us. We've been converted. Our eyes haven't come into full focus as of yet, but man, we've got caught glimpses, and we know by the hearing of our ears what's going to happen. We've seen God has been there. Our eyes were touched. We might have saw men looking like trees, but we were seeing images of what was going to happen. And we stuck with Alpha, and our full focus is here. And we see things for the way they are. Converted. Converted. Hallelujah. Hey, God, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I don't even know where to begin. You guys commented quite a bit here. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I see Elder Donna says amen and amen. Praise God. I see here where Blanche says amen. Elder Allison is saying amen and amen. Elder Donna says, bless God, hallelujah. Curtis Kegler says, Minister Kurt says amen to the conversion. That's right, Cap. That's right. It's amazing how sometimes the enemy, Cap, will try to convince us that it hadn't happened. But I tell you right now, it's unstoppable. It's already happened. God is opening our eyes to the truth of where we really are. Just because cares may rise up, I'm going to tell you guys this, just because the deceitfulness of riches might tap you on the shoulder every now and then, or this might go on, I'm trying to tell you, because it has not derailed your faith, you are in line for the Father to bring forth his omega, his results in your life. Joshua Watts says, Brother Jay says, Minister Jay says, this is really good. Elder Donna says, so, so good. Blanche says, oh, wow, amen. Thank you, Lord. Another comment, glory be to God forever. That's from OnePlus. OnePlus says, preach that. Preach that thing, man. Amen. Praise God. Wanda says, I receive kingdom wealth, Father. Go ahead, Wanda. Get it. Get more. Hallelujah. Elder Donna says, amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Wanda says, I can't go back to the way it used to be. Never. Me neither.
Me neither.
Jay says, amen. OnePlus says, amen. Tommy Jenkins on the line says, amen. Wanda says, if I stay, I will make it to the other side. You certainly will.
Yes, you certainly
will. And we're not going to rise up in the storm. They didn't talk to him by faith when they got up. We learned this. They didn't say by faith when they, no. They said it as to say, dude, do you not care? You should be panicking just like us. So when with storms blow in our life, we say, Jesus, I'm sticking in your word. Father, manifest the deliverance from out of the situation.
Uh-oh.
We stand still. We don't move because our fellowship is with both Alpha and Omega. Jay Watt says, thank God for the great calm. That's right, Jay. Nita Dames chimes in. Praise God. We are fully persuaded by faith. Jay says, amen. Tommy Jenkins says, amen. That was me, Apostle. LOL. Praise God. So everybody's in agreement with this here. Now everybody better leave this line today knowing something different about yourself. You've been converted. Jesus told Peter, when thou hast been converted, strengthen your brethren. Why? Because you know the way of hearing and seeing. You know how to get to the place of manifestation. And that's what we've been experiencing, family. We've been experiencing it. And as I stated to you early in this message, I refuse to stop now. I refuse to lose the momentum in this. So our fellowship is going to stay strong with both the Son and the Father.
Yes.
We're going to continue in our rhema three times a day. And as we're saturated in that rhema, we are going to converse with the Father and have intimacy with the Father. And it will be the Father's good pleasure to release kingdom in your life. It'll be the Father's glory. It'll be unto his glory that you bear much fruit. That's exactly where we're headed. But today your takeaway is you've been converted for this. You've been converted by this. So don't let cares and things that come up tell you differently and cause you to walk away from the place of your authentic faith. Because they come, the harder they come, the harder they fall as concerning this house. So praise God, everybody. Praise God. Father, we thank you today. Father, we honor you today for the truth. Lord, you're a master at giving your rhema word. We thank you for opening our eyes to the truth of where we really are in you. We thank you so much for lifting up our heads, for bringing us into a place where, my goodness, we are so stable. We're stable in this. That anything can come up, Lord, but because we are people that keep our eyes and our ears tuned to you, those things can come, but they won't cause us to be derailed. They won't cause us to fall away. It's not happening. And we will continue to bear the fruit.
Yes, God.
We will continue to harvest kingdom. Miracles of all kinds, Lord, and I give you praise. Jesus, you're the best teacher I've ever met. No one's taught me life like you. And I am so forever grateful for how you've taught me and for how you're teaching me. I love how you're tenacious and your stick-to-itiveness has blown my mind. There are times I don't feel worthy or didn't feel worthy of having your word. And you teaching me and speaking to me, but you kept my hearing moving forward. I gave birth in my ears, oh God. Now, Father, you're causing me to give birth in my eyes. And the full gospel is going to continue to be preached. So I give you glory. I give you glory for what you've done for all of us. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. That's all I have for you guys today.